right, coming back at you live. What's happening, everybody? I have some great news. I've been doing some soul searching. I took a long look in the mirror. I didn't like what I saw. And I decided that I'm woke. I'm woke. It's a new term people are using to describe themselves. It just means you're more enlightened. You know, I'm better than you because I'm woke.
Winning.
I'm woke, and that means I'm better than you if you're not. And all you have to do is self-declare yourself as woke, and automatically you're better than everybody else who isn't woke, whatever woke means. And it's so easy to do. All you got to do is put it in your bio. Put it on your profile, on your social media, that you're woke. Today's show is brought to you by Kellogg's. They're woke. They're a woke corporation. The new cereal, Snickers cereal, is so good. It's crazy how they got the cereal that tastes just like a Snickers bar. I mean, if you close your eyes, it's weird how they have this engineered stuff. It tastes just like a goddamn Snickers bar. There's no sugar. It's plant-based, natural sweeteners, and a few chemicals. It's not flakes. It's a powder. You add milk and you stir it. It thickens into a paste. And then you take that paste and you squeeze it into a fucking bowl and you add a little milk and you just sit down and it feels like you're eating a Snickers bar, but you're not. And it's from Kellogg's, who is a woke company. Very good company. Do they use slave labor? Yes, they do. Are they woke? Yes. Why? Because they said they are. And that's all that you need to be woke. Demi Lovato's woke. Demi Lovato. What a crazy cunt. Huh? She chopped all her hair off into a pixie cut and went batshit crazy. She went to a yogurt shop, a frozen yogurt shop, and it was in the news. Can you believe that?
Hi, everybody.
She went to a frozen yogurt shop, and apparently Demi Lovato doesn't like sugar-free or diet food, and seeing it makes her absolutely psychotic.
I did not know that.
She's obviously schizophrenic. She tweeted, I find it extremely hard to order Froyo from the Big Chill frozen yogurt shop when you have to walk past tons of sugar-free cookies and other diet foods before you get to the counter. And then she ends it, do better, please. Okay, do better. How about you do better, Demi Lovato? Who gives a fuck what you want to eat? Guess what? Stores can sell whatever they want to sell, you dumb cunt.
Surprise, motherfucker.
We're supposed to worry about what you don't like to eat, you dumb bitch. Why don't you open your own frozen yogurt shop if you're so worried about it? You narcissistic piece of shit. Don't tell small businesses how to run their business. Nobody cares what you want to eat or what you want to see in a goddamn store, you crazy nut. You don't like seeing sugar-free cookies because it triggers you. This may come as a shock to you, but not everybody wants to eat the exact same shit you want to eat, Demi. Did you know that you don't speak for every single person in the world, Demi Lovato, you cunt? And she went on YouTube and tried to make an apology. Listen, and it was not an apology.
I want to talk to you about something real quick.
I don't ever have to do that, but I have to eat 3 times a day. This is something that will be with me for the rest of my life. I left that yogurt store and didn't get the yogurt that I wanted. And then I had a hard time the rest of the weekend. To be totally transparent. And that's probably something that nobody wants me to say. Like,
this
I'm
the worst fucking day
do
of my
whatever
fucking
I can
life.
To work with this Froyo shop if they want to help align the messaging to where I feel safe going in there and I can eat the Froyo that I went in there for.
She wants to help the yogurt shops, the Froyo shop, so she can feel safe.
You piece of shit,
so
loser.
She can feel safe. It's all about Demi Lovato. And she's so out of touch with reality. She says, I'll help the yogurt shop and work with them to make you'll help the store make the store better because you want it a certain way, you dumb piece of shit. They don't want anything to do with your ass.
Yes, queen.
Crazy bitch. Oh, Demi Lovato. Hey, is it okay if we sell these kind of cookies in our shop? Or is that going to trigger you? Is this okay? What do you feel like when you see these cookies? Is this okay? You're not going to go on Twitter and badmouth our business, are you, Demi Lovato? Are these cookies okay?
Come on, man.
Christ. Hey, washed up pop singer from 10 years ago. Is it okay if we put some sugar-free items in our store? Is that okay with you, Demi Lovato? Do we sell some items for people who might be diabetic or have celiac disease? Is that all right? You sure? You okay? Jesus Christ. All right. That's it. Not buying any more Demi Lovato music.
Bitch.
She's pissed me off. I am not going to buy one more Demi Lovato song. Other than that, I have no feelings on Demi Lovato. That's about it right there. That's about all I have to say about her. So moving on. Let's do one more segment of Sorry, But I Got COVID. A little segment on the show where I correspond with Craigslist ads.
Why the fuck would you do something like that?
Usually pretty gross and a lot of fun. All right. This is from Chicago. Couple looking for a third female. So you got a couple that's looking for a third female for sexual activity. We are a couple, female 35, blonde, male 37. We are a couple, and we are looking to host a bisexual female. Reply with a picture. Well, I didn't reply with a picture, but let's see what I did reply to these animals. I said my wife is interested. She's 39 and very hot. I will not be taking part, but I do want to be there to watch and possibly masturbate in the corner quietly. Then he responded, send a picture of her. Then it looks like I responded, I don't want to send a picture of us if me being in the room is going to be a problem. I think for her safety, I should be there anyway. She's 5'3", 132 pounds with dark hair. You won't be disappointed. As far as me being in the room, I won't partake in any of the activities or be a nuisance. Think it over. As long as I can be in the room quietly masturbating, you two get to have sex with my hot wife. I think that sounds fair. And then he put, I have done this before. I have no problem with you just being there. Hell, we can have a couple beers afterwards, LOL. But it's up to the female to decide. Can you send pics of both of you so I can try to convince her to pick you guys? Is that fair enough? Then I put, this whole thing started off sounding really fun. But unfortunately, there's been a glitch. My wife tested positive for COVID yesterday. So even though she's not having any symptoms, the last thing in the world she wants to talk about is having a gangbang. Sorry, good luck. Then he put, oh, that sucks. Keep in touch for the future. Here's my personal email. So there you go. I don't know. Is that entertaining? That's really not entertaining. That was the last time I'll do. Sorry, but I got COVID. That's gross. It's a gross segment. Let's see. What else is going on here? Caitlyn Jenner is running for governor of California. Get out the evening gowns and high heel pumps, because Caitlyn Jenner is going to be your new governor. California, that's a good idea. Probably win by a landslide. You know, I still can't eat a box of Wheaties. I'm not sure what it is. I just can't. I can't eat Wheaties anymore, and I don't know why. I'm not saying it's because of Caitlyn or Bruce Jenner, but I can't eat Wheaties. I don't like Wheaties any longer. It's just, you know, it'd be great if Bruce Jenner ran against Caitlyn. You know what I mean? Ran against himself. Come out Monday as Bruce Jenner, say a bunch of shit about Caitlyn, and then come out Tuesday, and then Caitlyn will say how fucked up Bruce Jenner is, and should be interesting. But doesn't matter. Does it? Not to me. Anyway, that was brought to you by the Jimmy Gottfried Shepherd School. You ever want to be a shepherd? Well, now they have a school for it. It's out in Holy Cross. And Jimmy Gottfried's got a shepherd school out there. He likes sheep. He likes to fuck around with sheep all the time, you know. And he doesn't like a lot of questions about it. But if you'd like to learn to be a shepherd, you know, hey, look, in this economic climate, a lot of jobs are going to be gone. All right? It's true. It's time to look for a new line of work for a lot of people. Quite a few people. Do you like animals? Would you like to be a certified shepherd? Sheep farmers are always looking for certified shepherds to tend to their sheep, to be honest. And it can be really hard to come by. Usually people who care that much about sheep are unsavory characters, to say the least. But if you're looking for honest work and you like being outdoors, it's a pretty easy gig. You know, Jimmy is, let's not judge Jimmy. But, you know, he likes to farm. He likes all these sheep around all the time. What of it? You can train to be a shepherd in as soon as a month. A good shepherd can make up to $18 an hour once overtime kicks in. It's pretty nice. It's not bad for what you have to do. Tending these sheep is pretty easy. Let's be honest. I mean, most of the time you're just messing around on your phone or whatever, you know. Jimmy doesn't care what you do, as long as you keep your mouth shut about what he does. From what they're telling me here, you have to know a few things, but basically it's like an 8-hour course. You know, it's easy. It's $800. And in 8 hours, you can be a certified shepherd. Once you learn the art of tending the sheep, I mean, once you get sheep to do your every whim, it's up to you how you wield that power. There is no judgment at this school, so what's it to you what people do with their degree? I mean, it's not your business. Let us not judge, okay? Wool is worth a lot of money right now, and it's a great business to be in, to be honest. Jimmy's a great guy, you know, he's a COVID denier, so don't bring that up. And you don't need to wear a mask or anything, because he insists that COVID does not exist. And the media is run by a bunch of pedophile aliens who are here to take us to the next level. And it's only a matter of days. He's all caught up in this stuff and just go along with it. It is what it is. But do you want to be a shepherd or not? He's a good guy. Jimmy takes the time to make sure you know exactly what you need to know. I think most of it is just, you know, how to fend off wolves and coyotes and whatever. But get out to Holy Cross. Check out Jimmy Gottfried's Shepherd School. It's a lot of fun. You're going to like it. Anyway, hey, gang, supplements can be tricky. For you, or let's say you want to get your wife to take some supplements for some reason. Can be tricky.
This is Faith.
Hi. I called earlier. I don't know. A couple days ago, I had some questions about some supplements.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So somebody was saying there was something that would help, in the bedroom. You follow me?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, this is embarrassing. You know, it's an embarrassing phone call to make. But,
was there a specific
what's
product
that
you were looking?
That's what I was going to ask you, because do you guys, can you online shop? Because I don't even know if I can go in there.
Yes, on .com, our website.
Okay. And what products would I be looking for? It's not for me.
Uh-huh.
What would you recommend?
So we have the Nugenix Total T. That one's really good. We have the Nugenix Total T Ultimate, so that one would be a little bit stronger.
No, I'm not looking for that. I'm not looking for that kind of stuff. I'm looking for something I could possibly grind up, maybe put in some coffee. Somebody was saying something about this would be something for my wife.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Something, somebody was saying that they had supplements that would help libido, things of that nature.
Okay.
And she was she don't want to call. She's, you know, she's one of these, one of those people. So here I am. And
you said you want something.
Yeah, she wants, it's not for me, but she wants something to, I don't know what the problem is. There was there was never a problem before. And now all of a sudden, I don't know.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden we're trying to find some kind of magic pill. I want to stay away from any pharmaceuticals because I think pharmaceuticals are toxic.
Yeah.
And, you know, we fight about it. Maybe that's the problem. Yeah. I don't know. I was hoping to get some, I could write some things down, maybe go online, maybe do a little online shopping instead of going in. I can come in person too, but, you know, the thing is, I just kind of wanted the information.
Yeah, so we have a product called Love Goddess. It's by Lumiday.
Mm.
So it boosts sexual desire, increases arousal and pleasure, and enhances mood and well-being.
Okay, so, that's for women? Because that's not for me.
Yes, that's for women.
Yes, okay.
So this would be our women's pill that would help. And then we also have, so that one's $29.99. And then
what are we doing here? Is it a pill? Is it a shake? What is it?
It's a pill.
Oh, okay.
So it's 60 capsules, and I believe it's...
Now, is that something that can be... Is it a capsule, or is it something you can grind up?
2 capsules once daily with or without food.
Okay, so there'd be, she'd have to voluntarily take that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And anything else? I'll write it down if you have anything else. I just, you know, yeah, I just want to get our love life back on track because this is crazy. What's going on is absolutely insane. And it's.
Yeah.
And as far as me getting her to come into the store or be on board for any of this, good luck.
Yep. We have the Argin Max, which that would be like more of a multivitamin, but also to help sexual health.
What's the active ingredient? I mean, is it, it's not, no, this isn't pharmaceuticals, is it?
No.
Okay.
And this one, I know in the Love Goddess, I believe it's fenugreek.
Okay, now, are these hormones?
No.
Because somebody was saying something about making, it would make, enlarge the breasts if the,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know fenugreek is a herb.
I know, but do you have anything that will enlarge the breast?
We do not.
Because okay. I was on the Reddit forums, and they, you know, they were talking about if you go to you can get these types of things that will supplement all kinds of different things. I mean, the way they were talking, and now you're saying that. You know, even if there was something just to put her in a deep sleep,
we don't have any in store, but yeah, check the website, and I believe there's something on there.
That will do what?
The enlarge the breast.
Okay, that's the thing I was looking at, and then maybe you get a couple things going.
And then
going
we also
here.
Have, other than the...
Because I don't need anything.
Goddess, yeah, we have a steel libido for women, too.
It sounds like you got all kinds of stuff there. All right, I'm gonna have to come in and check it out, I think.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye bye.